All right, it's good to be in the Lord's house this morning, and we've got a good congregation this morning, a few folks visiting with us, though they're not really visitors. We're just always glad to have them, and glad that little ones brought Mama and Papa today. But it's good to be in God's house, and we're so grateful that you're here, and if you're listening in the parking lot, or if you're on the website later, we're so glad that you've joined us at Barbie's Grove as we serve the Lord, as we worship the Lord, we seek His face. He's always welcome, and you're always welcome, and thank you for coming. Let's pray. Father, it's good to be in your house today. Thank you for each person that's gathered. Now, Father, I pray that the Spirit of the living God would give us wisdom, understanding. Lord, speak to our hearts, not just to our heads, but to our hearts. And Father, may we have spiritual ears to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. We know that you're welcome. We make you welcome. We know that you're here. And we just worship. We praise. We honor. We glorify. Lord, we love you. In the quietness of this moment, Lord, put your arms around each person that's listening. Let them feel your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay. We're going to stand together and sing this morning, take in our hymn books, and turn to 182, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And let's please remember to keep Kathy in our prayers. She is not feeling well this morning, and I said, no worries. We're going to sing anyway. We're good. So stand with me, and we're going to enjoy singing 1, 2, and 3. You know how I feel about these verses. Okay? All righty. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not care. Thank you. You may be seated.
We thank Tonda again for leading the music in Leonard's absence, and she always does a great job. We appreciate that. Again, we welcome you. Several announcements. Wednesday night Bible study. You, of course, invited to come and be a part of that each Wednesday night. After the service this morning, we'll have a quarterly church conference for a moment. Quite a few of the shoe boxes are gone, but just a few left. I'll be glad when the one up here on the platform's gone, so that'll mean they're all gone. Now, my wife says, you know, I had these all wadded up like this. My wife says if you fold them like they were a soup bowl, you can put towels, like hand towels or washcloths or other things down in here, and it doesn't take up as much space. So you ladies can get creative and do all kind of good things to make it better. The soccer balls are free. The shoe boxes are free. The soccer balls are free. Be sure you get pumps. They can kick this thing around with no air in it, but they'd a lot rather have air in it. And there's all kind of pencils down here that you can have to also go in your boxes. So just help yourself to all that's there. It's all taken care of. And let me also say thank you for those that brought T-shirts and socks and things for the school kids. And we'll be getting those to the proper place this week. Other announcements that we need to make. All right. So just make sure everything's filled out and given back to Wesley. And then also, if you have any suggestions about the budget, be sure and let those be known.
Don't forget the special offering next Sunday.
Oh.
Pastor's appreciation.
I'm not going to say anything about that. Y'all can read that. Now, you... Now, I love a lot of the radio and TV preachers. Some of them are very godly men. But you know, there's a few. If y'all don't give, I'm going to starve. I'm going to have to go off the air. So that's why I just don't say anything about it. It's up to y'all. Okay, anything else? Okay, building and grounds right after the service up front. All right, anyone else? As you think about the prayer list, Tonda was just telling me that Kathy's running a temperature this morning, not feeling well. So I want to pray for her. Continue to pray for Charles Hatley and his wife Jewel and for Angela Frick and the other members of her family. Brother Jeff's going to have surgery on his legs. I think it's November the 5th. What other prayer requests would you like to share?
Bryce and Martin.
Okay. Bryce and Martin. You remember we prayed for him last year when he was over at St. Jude having all kind of treatments, and it's time to go back for some more tests, and he's starting to have a few headaches, so we want to remember him in prayer.
The family of Phyllis Mullis.
Okay. Anyone else? All right, let's pray. Lord, it's marvelous that probably at this hour, all over the world, millions of names are being mentioned. People are sick. People have lost loved ones. People are unsaved. People are facing some kind of difficulty, some kind of problem, some kind of need. And even though millions of names are being lifted to heaven, you understand them all, you hear them all, you process them all, you don't get confused. What an awesome God you are. How tremendous. Father, we remember that Jesus told us that you know the number of hairs on our head. That if a little sparrow falls, you know all about it. So Father, these that we love, we know that you love them. These that are on our hearts, we know that they're on your heart. And so Father, we lift them up before you. And Father, we know that there are people that none of us mentioned. There may be even somebody listed on the website that needs a special need. And Father, even as they whisper that need to you, I thank you for hearing. I thank you for answers to prayer. I thank you that you're blessing. And Lord, I thank you that you have the wisdom and the love to minister to every need according to what each individual needs. That you pick out your remedy specifically for each person. Your provision specifically for each person. Lord, we just marvel at how awesome you are, how loving you are. And Lord, we sure do thank you that we're your children. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, let's turn again to 451, Tell It to Jesus. This time I'll give you a little break. We'll do 1 and 4. Y'all did well with your 1, 2, and 3, so we'll do 1 and 4 this time. Stand with me. Tell it to Jesus. Are you weary? Are you heavy hearted? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Are you grieving? Over joys departed? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known. You've no other such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone. Are you troubled at the thought of dying? Tell it to Jesus, for Christ's coming, kingdom are you sighing? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known. You've no such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone. Thank you.
Amen. You're dismissed for Children's Church. You know, if you follow the Lord, sooner or later, he's going to make a fisherman out of you. Fishers of men. Pamela and I have a friend. She's a widow at this point in her life. She's been our friend for over 50 years. She lives in another part of the state. It's very interesting. During the last 40 years, it seems like every time we get down and discouraged, she calls us. She walks with the Lord. She walks closely with the Lord. And it's just like the Lord says, okay, Ed and Pam need a call. And we get one. And she'll talk with us, share with us, quote scripture with us, pray with us. And it's interesting that 9 out of 10 times, and we see her occasionally, in person, 9 out of 10 times that we talk with her, whether in person or on the phone, there's a certain scripture that she's going to quote. Turn with me to Psalm 37. Psalm 37. And she's going to quote this scripture. Psalm 37, verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. She's going to quote that to us. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Now by that, she uses it two different ways. If something good has happened to us, she uses it as a word of praise. You see, God's blessing you. God has blessed you. God has met some need. His taking care of you. Your steps have been ordered. God has blessed. She also uses it when we're down and discouraged to say, God's got you back. God's looking after you. You may not be able to see the way right now, but God has a way of showing you the way. And so just hang in there, be encouraged, follow the Lord, and everything is going to be all right. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. You know, let's think about that for a moment. Think about it. God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for your life. And as we know from Jeremiah, it's a good plan. God has a good plan for your life. Question is, what do you think about God's plan for your life? What do you think about God's plan for your life? He wants to bless you, but are you willing to seek God's plan for your life? In the Sunday school lesson, Pam was talking about Abram. He takes off down to Egypt and there's no evidence that he ever even stopped to think, Lord, is this your will? He just took off. Let's look at Isaiah 30, verse 21. Isaiah 30, verse 21. Very interesting little verse. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. And when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. Isaiah says, you just keep listening to the Lord. And the Lord will say to you, here's the way to go. Now you need to turn right. Now you need to turn left. I think we maybe understand that more now than previous generations. You get one of these GPS devices and says, go down this road 7/10 of a mile and you'll turn right on William Street or whatever. And then go 3 miles and you'll turn left on Main Street or whatever. We're used to doing that. Now, sometimes those things lie to you. I have a cousin that lives in Virginia. He flies with the Cotton Council. And they lost his bags when he got back to D.C. And he told them, he wrote out specific directions. He said, if you follow either Google or whatever the other one was, you're going to end up at a, if you end up, follow one of them, you're going to end up turning into a brick wall. If you follow the other one, you're going to end up somebody else's house. Well, they threw the paper away, and long about 3 o'clock in the morning, he gets this phone call. We're beating on your front door. We got your bags. He says, you're not beating on my front door. Well, the neighbors whose door they were beating on called the sheriff. And then the sheriff showed up at my cousin's house, and you know, they're spotlighting the house. Well, you know, he can't tell who's out there because he knows. So his wife calls the sheriff, says, is this one of your deputies? We can't tell you where our deputy is. Well, that's all right. My husband's loading his deer rifle. He's fixing to start shooting at whoever's out there. No, 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 no. It's a deputy. You see, they followed the Google deal or whatever and got lost. But God doesn't do that. God gives direction. And if we'll be listening and we'll hear, not just with our head, but with our heart, God will show us this is the way to walk. This is the direction to go. I quote it, you know, about at least once a month where Paul, in that missionary trip, he's got his group all together and they're going over here and the Holy Spirit says, nope, that's not it. So he says, okay, we'll go over here. Holy Spirit says, nope, that's not it. And then he gets the direction to come over to Macedonia. And he goes over to Philippi and he starts a church. Back in Psalm 30, if you still got your Bible to 37, verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it forth. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. And wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. In that very same psalm that we started with, he says, just trust the Lord. And he will lead you. He will guide you. He will bless you. And as we listen to the Lord, as we trust the Lord, as we follow the Lord, there's going to be blessing. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. Turn with me now to Jeremiah, chapter 29. And at verse 12. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Ye shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into this place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. He said, Lord says, you search for me with all your heart. You're going to find me. Do we even care to know what the will of God is? are we willing to adjust our plans to His? Are we willing to make those decisions that are within His will, not ours? It's interesting. You know, sometimes the plans that we want to make aren't God's plans. I'm thinking now about a man that's been a missionary overseas for a number of years, very godly man. He said when he came out of high school, it was his plan to go to a Christian university. That had been his dream all along. But God says, I want you to go to a secular university. And this man was, you know, he knew he's going to be a minister of some sort. And yet the Lord said, go to this secular university. Well, he did. And he met his wife. And she's been an asset to him all of those years. Now, you see, he had a plan, but it wasn't God's plan. But he was willing to adjust his plan, and as the Lord ordered his steps, blessing came out of it. Sometimes it's in the job that we have, the career. There are folks that say, I never intended to do this all my life, but this is the direction that the Lord led. This is the direction that God had for me. This is where He placed me. And the question is also, are we willing to change as God directs us? Now, you know, as a pastor, I stayed at each church a long time. I had lots of pulpit committees, but I tried to listen to the Lord. Now, there's two or three I think the committee missed up, but and I think I was supposed to go to a couple of places that didn't work out. They didn't hear. I thought I heard the Lord, and they didn't think they heard the Lord. They thought they heard the Lord, and it wasn't the same voice. So anyway. But you know, as a pastor, you change churches. And it's easy to get comfortable at a church and say, well, man, I'm good to go. I'm going to be here till I'm 100 years old. But if the Lord says move, you move. And there are people that have changed careers in midstream, because God was directing their path. God was leading them. God was doing something in their life. God was taking care of them. It's easy to get comfortable, and the Lord speaks to us and we say, you ever sit back in your recliner and you're just drowsing and somebody goes to bother you, what do you say? Go away and leave me alone. Now, I doubt any of you have ever said that, but probably you have. Sometimes we want to do that to the Lord. The Lord starts tugging at our conscience. The Lord starts tugging to lead us and direct us. And we just want to say, Lord, go away and leave me alone. Turn with me to the book of James, chapter 4. Verse 13, James chapter 4, verse 13. Go to now, ye that say, tomorrow, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas, you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Here James pictures a guy that says, you know, I believe there's a great business opportunity over here. I'm going to go over there and I'm going to stay at least a year and I'm going to make a fortune. And the Lord says, but what if you die? What if that's not my will? He says, your life's like a vapor. Bit of Shakespeare that I remember from schools is sort of like this. What brief candle. Life is but a poor player who struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is gone and heard no more. Quickly, life is over. And James says we need to plan according to God's will. We need to live according to God's will. We need to know what is God's will in all that we do. Because that shows our dependence upon Him. And if the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, and He wants to bless us, and He wants to see us through difficult times, then it's a whole lot easier to be in God's will than not to be in God's will. There's another scripture that always intrigues me. It's in 2 Timothy 4, verse 10. For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed into Thessalonica. In earlier books, Paul talks about Demas as being a servant, as being one of Paul's entourage, one of Paul's fellow ministers, one who worked with Paul as they carried the gospel to various places. But sadly, they came to the place here at the end where Paul says, Demas forsook me. And the reason he forsook me is he fell in love with the world. He fell out of love with Jesus. He fell in love with the world. And because of that, he left behind the ministry. He left behind his Christian brothers and sisters. And he went to a place where he didn't have to serve the Lord. And that's sad when you see folks come near the end of life and all of their lives they've served the Lord and all of their lives they've been faithful and then suddenly there's no faithfulness there. There's no faithfulness there. You know, God's blessing, God's continued blessing are upon us as we search Him, as we seek Him, as we find Him, and He directs our steps. I want to go back and read that Psalm 37 in the Passion Translation because it'll give you a new, thought. It starts off saying, the steps of the God-pursuing ones follow firmly in the footsteps of the Lord. What did Jesus say to the disciples? Come follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Come follow me. It says, the steps of the God-pursuing ones follow firmly in the footsteps of the Lord. But I didn't read the last part of that verse originally. Listen to how it sounds. And God delights in every step they take to follow Him. Isn't that awesome? It says, when you follow the Lord, God takes delight. He steps up and claps for you. Most of us that have children, grandchildren, whether it's gymnastics or whether it's horse riding or whether it's singing or whether it's playing some sport. That's my boy. That's my girl. That's my granddaughter. That's my grandson. Go, go, go. You ever do that? Most of you have. Even nieces and nephews. We get so excited about one of the little ones doing something that pleases us. He said, the Lord delights. The Lord takes excitement. The Lord stands up and claps when you follow him. That's wonderful. That's awesome to think you and I bring pleasure to the Lord as we walk in the path that he's laid out for us. He looks at us and he says, that's my boy, that's my girl. Because after all, you're part of the family of God. You're born again. You're a son or a daughter of the Lord. And God takes delight. He says, in every step you take to follow him. I love that. To think that we can bring pleasure to the Father just by following him. Just by obeying him. What blessings are ours. And you see, it comes down to our choice. We make a choice to know the Lord. We make a choice to seek his will. Which steps would you have me take? We make a choice to listen to that voice that says, this is the way, walk ye in it. We make a choice to seek him with all of our heart. We make a choice then to obey or to disobey. How many preachers do you know that you've heard their testimony that says, you know, God called me to preach when I was 14 or 16 or 18 and I didn't surrender to the Lord till I was 48 or 52 or whatever. I haven't heard that testimony much lately, but I used to hear that all the time. Some guy, you know, is now a preacher. But he said, God called me way over here, but it took me a lot of time. They chose to disobey year after year after year until finally they said yes to the Lord. How much better if they'd have said yes originally and followed the Lord all of those years. You see, we choose to obey or to disobey the Lord. And it's not always easy. You know, there's some times the Lord's told me to go to apologize to somebody, and I said, are you serious? They owe me an apology. I don't need to apologize to them. But to follow the Lord, to walk in the steps that he's laid for us, that's where the blessing is, to obey. Now, when we make the choice, the Holy Spirit comes along beside of us and empowers us. He directs us. He gives us wisdom. He gives us power to walk out God's daily steps for our life. Very seldom does God lay out the whole 70 years or whatever all at one time. It's a step and a step and a step and a step. And I guess Tony and I, the two oldest men here, maybe a couple of you ladies might be a little older. But you know, it's not enough to say, well, okay, I hope those young people here heard that. They need to hear that. Abram was 75. Moses was 80. Caleb was 85 when he said, give me that mountain. We don't get too old to hear the voice of God. We don't get too old for the Lord to change our direction. We don't get too old for the Lord to direct our steps. The steps of a good man, the Bible says, are ordered of the Lord. In difficult times, he's got you back. And he's going to get you through. In joyous times, he's blessing you. And even in those difficult times, he's bringing you out into the joyous times. 9 out of 10 times when our friend calls, she's going to say, "The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord." And when you follow those steps, the Lord stands up and claps and says, "That's my child. Look at him go." Let's pray. As we bow before the Lord this morning, if there's somebody that needs to receive Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, would you just walk down this aisle and invite Jesus into your heart? If there's someone that needs to come to the altar in some way, some other decision, we invite you to come. Child of God, just know God loves you so much. He directs your steps as you follow Him. He doesn't leave you wandering around out in the wilderness. You remember those children of Israel? They spent a lot of time in the wilderness. But there was always that pillar of fire by night and that cloud by day to show them which direction to go. And so it is with us. God always has a way of directing us as we follow Him. And God is so pleased with you. God is so happy with you when you follow Him. It excites Him. He likes to brag on His children. Lord, we thank You for Your love. We thank You that You direct our steps in good times and bad. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.